It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024. It's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Rye Guy. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Hello. How about a quick look at all the top trending headlines as you start your day, yeah? All right, I always start with the top story. You may have seen these headlines out of Philadelphia. There was a shooting outside of a large mosque at a Ramadan event. There were nearly 1,000 people out there for it. When over 30 shots were fired. This happened at about 2:30 in the afternoon. Fortunately, no lives were lost, but 3 people were shot and 5 were taken into custody, mostly teens. This was reportedly an altercation between rival groups. Getting into sports, a few headlines here. First, today, April 11th, is not only my brother's birthday, it's also the start of the Masters. Well, it's supposed to be anyway. Rain is threatening to delay things over there in Augusta, Georgia. The other big story dominating sports headlines this week continues to be women's college basketball. We found out yesterday, now that Caitlin Clark's time at Iowa has come to an end, they're retiring her number. Number 22. Going up to the rafters. Makes sense. Lastly, we just found out that the NFL is headed to Brazil. The Packers and the Eagles are going to open their upcoming season with the first ever game in South America. Never happened before. Friday, September 6th. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, a few entertainment headlines here. Keanu Reeves fractured his kneecap. After all those Matrix movies and all those stunts as John Wick, it was a rug. It finally took him down. He tripped on the rug while filming a comedy movie. The movie's called Good Fortune. He's in it with Aziz Ansari, Seth Rogen, Sandra Oh, and Kiki Palmer. And yeah, poor Keanu is using crutches to get around the set. Halle Berry's getting a lot of attention after she said that she skinned a real squirrel for her upcoming movie. It's called Never Let Go. I'm sure we're going to hear from PETA soon, now that this is out. In the movie, she's a mom living off the grid, trying to keep her kids safe. She's skinning squirrels. It's going to be out in September. And there's a video going viral of Lenny Kravitz working out in leather pants and sunglasses. He's in the gym. What he's doing is extremely impressive. And honestly, the outfit doesn't really surprise me. It's Lenny Kravitz. But that video is making the rounds. All right, some movie and TV news. Here's quite a bit, actually. One of the big headlines is Monopoly. Margot Robbie had so much success with Barbie that she's tackling something else from the toy aisle. She will reportedly produce a Monopoly movie. And we just heard a couple weeks ago that her production company is working on a movie based on The Sims, the video game. So it seems she's found a lane for herself here. Ice Spice is getting into acting. It just came out that she's set to star alongside Denzel Washington in an upcoming Spike Lee movie called High and Low. It's a crime thriller they're filming now. Gah. That's what she always says. Gah. A bunch of Christopher Nolan movies are going back to the theater. Right now, The Dark Knight is in Regal Cinemas for $5. Next week, it's going to be Interstellar, followed by Inception, Insomnia, and Dunkirk. That dude has made some great films. I might have to go see Interstellar on the big screen again. I love that. I just read that there's a new Blair Witch Project movie on the way. It's being reimagined for a new generation. Another old movie coming back is Sister Act. A third Sister Act movie has actually been in the works for a long time. We haven't really had any updates, and now Tyler Perry, who's producing it, just confirmed that, yes, Sister Act 3 is in fact happening. In TV news, another old thing coming back is Melrose Place. There's a reboot in the works, and Heather Locklear is going to be back for it. LeVar Burton has a new gig. I know a lot of people wanted him as the host of Jeopardy, and this might be as close to that as you get. He's going to host a new Trivial Pursuit game show on the CW. And lastly here, Kevin Costner is talking about Yellowstone. He said he would be happy to return to the show, even if it's just to give his character a proper send-off. Yeah, what's on TV tonight? 2 things I want to mention. This is going to be a big show. It's the series premiere of Fallout on Amazon. It's like a post-apocalyptic drama based on the Fallout video games. That's out today. And over on the CW, it's the series premiere of Patty Stanger, The Matchmaker. She's working alongside former Bachelor Nick Vile to help clients find love. Okay, some music news here. Eminem is making a documentary, and he wants his biggest fans to be a part of it. Or I guess his stans. He did coin that term, stan, stalker fan. If that's you, he wants you to fill out a questionnaire as to why you are his biggest stan. In other hip-hop news, it's being reported that Drake and Kendrick Lamar both have diss tracks ready to go. They're beefing, and they're going to do it in song form. Olivia Rodrigo brought Jewel out on stage at Madison Square Garden. That's cool. She's out on her Guts World Tour. And the two of them sang You Were Meant For Me together. I took my daughter to see Olivia here in Nashville, and Sheryl Crow came out that night. I like that Olivia's doing something for the parents in the crowd, a little throwback. And lastly, legendary R&B singer Babyface is headed to Vegas. He just announced a residency with a handful of dates throughout the rest of the year. Just a few additional headlines on this Thursday morning. According to Consumer Reports, Lunchables should not be allowed in school lunchrooms. They said there's way too much sodium in those things. I guess Lunchables recently developed two new versions specifically to be included in school lunch programs, but those have even higher levels of sodium. I used to love those little pizza Lunchable things. In other food news, Reese's is partnering with Olympic players to release Reese's medals, celebrating Team USA ahead of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. And lastly, I wanted to mention this because I think it's cool. It's a story about the eclipse. This happened in Rochester, New York. A retired science teacher named Patrick Moriarty had been promising a party since 1978, and he delivered. More than 100 of his former students showed up at his house to watch the eclipse with him on Monday. Back in 1978, he promised the students that he would throw a big viewing party for the eclipse in 2024, and they were all invited. I absolutely love that it happened. Patrick Moriarty, very cool. Way to go. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Hey! All right. Thank you for being here, friends. I know this kind of came out of the blue, three shows in a row this week. I appreciate all the messages I'm getting on Instagram. It's so cool that I took so much time off and you guys are still here with me. Starting your day with first thing. Make it a great day, all right? I will talk to you soon.